The Boulder International Film Festival is making a comeback after cautiously delaying its annual event. The festival usually takes place every March, but will happen later this week. Joining us on the airwaves of KGNU is Kathy Beck, co-founder and director of the Boulder International Film Festival. Welcome and thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Shannon.
So, of course, the big question is, what's in store for film festival goers this year, and what are the highlights?
Oh, gosh, we have so many great films this year. We're so excited. A couple of the highlights. One is After Antarctica. We have several adventure films this year for those people that love those kind of films. That's one of my favorite kind of films. It's called After Antarctica, and Will Steeker is coming from the film. He's a world-renowned explorer, and this film is about an expedition that he took across Antarctica in 1989. Has a lot to do with environmental issues, and he also hiked across the Arctic this year at the age of 75. So the film looks at both of those things, and it's fabulous, and he's going to be here to talk all about it. We have another film called Youth v. Gov, and that's a film about a group of students who sue the federal government about climate change, and that's a local filmmaker, Olivia Ahman, and it's free for students 21 and under. So that's also a wonderful film we're looking forward to presenting.
Some of these films are just so fresh out of the oven that they don't even have trailers, but some of them do have trailers. Can you share a sneak peek of a trailer or two? What are we about to hear?
Yes. Well, we have a great opening night this year called Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised. And it's from Questlove, and it's about the Harlem Cultural Festival in 1969. And it has all this unseen footage of these wonderful performers. It was a 19-year-old Stevie Wonder that opened the Harlem Cultural Festival. It's got Gladys Knight and the Pips from 1969, Sly and the Family Stone, Mahalia Jackson, Nina Simone, on and on. It is a fabulous movie.
Nobody ever heard of the Harlem Cultural Festival. Nobody would believe it happened.
Six weekends of major artists.
The Panthers were the security and kids were sitting up on the trees.
I was nervous. I didn't expect a crowd like that. Something very important was happening. It wasn't just about the music.
1969 was a change of era in the black community.
The styles were changing.
Music was changing.
And revolution was coming together.
We are a new people. We are a beautiful people.
That concert took my life from black and white into color.
We wanted progress. We are black people, and we should be proud of this.
We were coming together to say this was our world and how beautiful it was.
We're gonna try to sing a song together. Don't wait for your neighbor, because your neighbor might be waiting for you.
We believed in what we felt in here. So when we went out, let's go. Let's go do it.
We have lots of music films this year. A couple from Cuba, Soy Cubana and Los Hermanos, about Cuban musicians. And we've got something called Ronnie's. It's about a jazz club in London that has been open for 50 years, and it is a fascinating story as well. We've got a Tom Petty documentary that is brand new, hasn't been released yet, and it's about the Wildflowers album. And so we just have a lot of wonderful adventure, music, environmental films this year. There's really kind of something for everybody.
We are speaking with Kathy Beck, co-founder and director of the Boulder International Film Festival. The theme of the festival this year is Welcome Back, a celebration of community. What's the story behind that?
Well, you know, we were sort of the last big party in town. For anybody who remembers, we just got off before the pandemic, and that was early March of 2020. And now we're sort of one of the first big parties back. So we feel really lucky. We feel like we've kind of made it through the pandemic, and we're looking forward to getting together with the entire community. We have a community fair that's going to be happening up at Chautauqua on Saturday, June 26th, from noon to six, and it's got live music. Our singer-songwriter showcase is going to be up there. So we have nine different musicians performing. We've got a whole bunch of arts and cultural organizations that are going to exhibit and talk about their upcoming performances, a lot of which have been delayed during the pandemic. So we're excited to have a lot of nonprofits and arts and cultural groups come talk about what they're going to be doing, and also beer and wine and food. And it's really going to be a fun atmosphere. We also have a big foodie event on Thursday, June 24th, and that is our CineChef event, which we bring in a bunch of local chefs from Denver and Boulder, and they pick a movie theme and they do a dish accordingly. And so we've got people coming from the Flagstaff House and River and Woods and Safda in Denver and the Bindery and just all these fabulous chefs. There's beer and wine and music, and that's going to be a really fun event at the Rayback Collective this year. That's kind of a new thing, but we're doing a bunch of things inside, a bunch of things outside. We've got outdoor cinema this year for the first time. That's going to be going on at the Boulder High Soccer Field. And so we're doing indoor, we're doing outdoor, we're also doing virtual. So we kind of planned for everything this year, Shannon. It's an unusual year for us that we're even in June, and we've planned sort of every kind of different activity we could for the festival this year, including a lot of outdoor stuff. And of course, we're adding Chautauqua. We're really excited about that. The Chautauqua Auditorium, we've never been able to be there because it's closed in the winter, as you probably know. So we're really excited to be screening some fabulous movies up there in addition to the Boulder High Auditorium and the Century Theater.
So as you say, despite the name, the festival isn't all film. There are other offerings and multiple venues. Looking at the schedule, it's pretty packed for such a short amount of time. Please tell the listeners where they can find more information and see all of the offerings.
Absolutely. You can go to our website at biff1.com. That's B-I-F-F as in Boulder International Film Festival and the number 1.com. But we also have a box office open on the Pearl Street Mall at 1421 Pearl Street. And you can come in, grab a hard copy of the program, ask any questions, get tickets there as well. So let us know what we can help you out with, and we're happy to do it.
And are there any protocols or anything particular that people should keep in mind as we are seeing the light at the end of this pandemic tunnel?
Yes. We're going to adhere to the rules and regulations of each particular venue. So some of them are requiring masks and some of them are not. But we'll have a few masks on hand for people. And again, we have a lot of outdoor activities too this year. And we're also not selling to full capacity. So we're going to leave a little space in all of the venues. We're not going to crowd them and pack them. We're going to leave enough room for a seat between all parties. So we're just sort of being a little bit cautious, but nevertheless, it's just going to be a fabulous festival, both indoors, outdoors, and online. We have a lot of virtual offerings for people who want to just stay home and, as we like to say, biff at home.
Kathy Beck, thanks so much for your time. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that I didn't touch on with my questions?
We have a couple of great food films this year, actually. One is called Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, and it's by Morgan Neville, and he has done some wonderful films in the past, including Won't You Be My Neighbor, and Troubadours, and 20 Feet from Stardom, and he's coming to BIFF. We're going to give him our Career Achievement Award in documentary filmmaking, so we're super excited about that, and of course, you know, that kind of ties in with our CineChef event a bit, but Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, is fabulous. And we have another film called Breaking Bread, and it's about a food festival in Israel, and it is fabulous as well. If you love food, you'll love that movie because lots of close-up shots, lots of talk about recipes and how you make things, and it's fabulous. So I'm excited about those films as well.
We've been speaking with Kathy Beck, co-founder and director of the Boulder International Film Festival. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much, Shannon.